This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Associated Press has called a tight race in Colorado's 6th House District with 95% of the vote counted. Elizabeth Epps has defeated Katie March by about 1,000 votes. Epps will now go on to face GOP nominee Donald Howell in the November general election. The Colorado Avalanche Championship Parade was today, and in attendance was the coveted Stanley Cup. Phil Pritchard takes care of the NHL's top trophy.
The players understand, and the management, they understand that the team is much bigger than the guys on the ice. It's the mom and dad, the grandparents, the brothers and sisters that drove them to games as they were kids. Each one of them has become a Stanley Cup champion indirectly through the player himself. The ability to share with everybody in their community and in their towns or their family, or it's a big part of winning the Stanley Cup, and the opportunity to take the cup home and say thank you. It can only be done with the greatest trophy in sport, the Stanley Cup.
Unlike other professional sports, there is only one Stanley Cup. It gets passed from team to team each year. And fans who can't make it to the Colorado Avalanche's Stanley Cup parade today still have a chance to drink in the championship spirit. Coors Light has announced a limited edition beer called Champions Ice, which is brewed with actual ice shavings from Ball Arena. The limited edition beer will be available at bars around Denver starting today. The Front Range will continue to see a chance for showers and storms for the next few hours. In Denver, it's 69 degrees with light rain. In Vail, it's 58 degrees and cloudy. And in Grand Junction, it's 84 degrees and mostly clear. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.